So, Mayor Kelleher, before we talk about last night's North Platte City Council meeting, let's talk a little bit about the work session that was held, I believe it was early last week, in regards to the rec center.
Yes, last a week ago, Monday night, we had a work session regarding laying out the facts for the potential rec center, a potential remodel of the rec center and the proposal associated with that. And it was a nice presentation by a couple members of the group that have worked on this proposal, Leland Poppy and Megan McGowan. And then we had Conrad and Trinity from the YMCA in Scottsbluff, who were part of the proposal is to include the YMCA in the management contract of the future rec center. And then we also had the gentleman from the company who had designed the plan and conducted the estimates there. So there were lots of good information. I encourage folks to go watch it on YouTube if you're interested. And we had a few small sound issues with it, but I think we got those corrected. And then if you're a Facebook person, you can look out there, the Rec Center North Platte, and they've put together some additional information that's floating around out there. You can also look in the city website for the frequently asked questions. It's right off the front page, and it runs through there. And we'll be adding to the frequently asked questions list as we get more questions and we can get better answers. It will improve over time.
Yeah, a lot of great information with that too. And I know we're focused very heavily on the rec center, rightfully so, but this is much more than just the rec center. We're talking about some updating at Cody Pool and a new skate park too for our skaters that have been fundraising for a number of years.
That's right. The skaters have generically the skaters, I'm sure it's not just all of them, but it's a couple of them have spearheaded raising a nearly $170,000, I think is right around where they're at. Now, a newly remodeled skate park is probably going to be somewhere in the three quarters of a million, but they've done a bang up job of raising money.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And they put the work in, the sweat equity is
exactly
there.
Exactly. The rec center remodel plan includes building a parking lot where the current skate park sits. So that's why the skate park is included in the rec center project, the rec center remodel project. The Cody Park additions and remodel is also included in there because we felt it would be a good idea to address all the pool-related issues all in one shot in the community, so it doesn't become a long-term debate or anything like that. Included in that plan is some upgrades to the pool area, including something called a lazy river or something like that over there near Cody Park pool, as well as a slightly different wading pool, and to enhance that experience. As we look at improving the, let's call it, sports entertainment aspects of North Platte through improving the tennis courts, the pickleball courts, and then eventually getting to baseball and softball, I think that enhancing that area of our community is going to not only bring some rehab and remodel to the north side of town, but hopefully some new businesses as well. And it's got to be a process where we address a number of things over many of years, and this one is really the first step.
It's kind of the first step, and really heating up here as we get into the month of July, as the council will have a vote to put this on the ballot sometime, likely this month, maybe early next month, it sounds.
Yeah, it'll either be the second meeting this month, which would be 2 weeks from yesterday, or it may be the first meeting in August, which is August 2nd. The resolution that needs to be passed to put this sales tax increase on the ballot for the people to vote on in November has to be passed prior to September 1st. And then it would be on the ballot in November for people to vote on and decide whether the people of North Platte would decide whether they want to undertake these projects by funding it through the half-cent sales tax.
Yep, that would be sunset as soon as it's paid off, so it would not be permanent. We would have travelers that would pay that. And one thing I like to stress when we bring this conversation up to Mayor Kelleher is the fact that our council and our elected officials will be deciding to put this on the ballot. There's not much question on the proposal itself. They've done a great job. They've done a lot of great research, got a lot of public opinion, and the council will just be deciding, should this be on the ballot?
That is correct. And I think my opinion is that this is exactly America. This is exactly the democratic process. Let the people decide if they want the sales tax raised a half cent or not. And if they do, then it would be used to remodel the rec center, the pool, and a little bit of a skate park. If they vote against it, then essentially nothing will be done.
Which is a little concerning, in my opinion, because this is a facility that has served us very well for a number of years, but is a little bit past its prime.
Well, when you compare it across the state to other facilities, it's definitely not a shining example of other things. One of the things that... when the rec center was built back in the mid-70s, it was a shining example of community rec centers.
Sure.
It was a fantastic thing. But other communities, as happens, have built bigger, better things through partnerships and public-private partnerships, that sort of thing over the years, and they've now jumped ahead of us, to be blunt about it. Well, it's time for us to make a move and get out ahead of everybody again by creating our own public-private partnership. I think public-private partnerships are the way of the future because it relieves some of the tax burden from the taxpayers, mm-hmm. and it lets the people decide a little more which direction they want to go. So I certainly hope the community approves the half-cent sales tax to remodel the rec center, but if they don't, I certainly respect people's opinion and we'll move on and do other things in our community.
Mayor Kelleher, looking at the agenda for last night's North Platte City Council meeting, it was a relatively routine agenda, I would say. There was an item pulled from the consent agenda that had some lengthy discussion, and tip of the cap to our fire chief, Dennis Thompson, and to our city administrator as well, Lane Groseth. They did a great job at answering a lot of wonderful questions and breaking it down. And the thing that I really admired as a citizen of North Platte is Chief Thompson and Mr. Groseth put things in layman's terms for us general folk to understand very easily.
Well, they do a bang-up job. And the contracts with the various unions that are employees of the city, they are complex. And a lot of the work that's been done over the last couple of years inside those contracts is to make them all very similar. Because if you think about it, the administrative burden of keeping track of three or four different contracts with different provisions is significant.
Sure.
So when it comes to the payroll process or the insurance process or any of the processes associated with employees, if you have four different variations of what may happen, it just adds to the burden of keeping all those things straight and making sure that folks are getting whatever it is they're entitled to as a result of that contract. So by bringing the contract closer together and similar in terms, we're simplifying another aspect of government. And that's been a lot of work done around that. We've got a couple more to go, and none of them, because of the nature of the work, are ever going to be identical. But if we can get them as close as possible.
Sure, make them similar.
Right, the burden is definitely decreased. So I applaud Mr. Grothis, as well as the Firefighters Union and the Police Union for helping us in that effort. And I would always say that if you present a reasonable discussion, reasonable facts to people, they're pretty much always going to agree, as long as you put out those facts on the table and make sure they understand what we're trying to accomplish. And I think we have perfect examples of that. What the council never sees is where the negotiation started.
Sure.
And in the nature of negotiations, you know, when you go out and buy a used car, you know, you expect to pay X, and the person selling it expects to receive Y, and typically you land somewhere in the middle. Well, these negotiations work very much like that.
Okay.
The unions come in, and they often have various requirements that they'd like to have, and the city is trying to minimize its expenses and yet appropriately pay its people, and so we reach something in the middle, and that's exactly what happened in this scenario.
It's very much a balancing act, and Chief Thompson brought this up last night, that we've been asking our fire department here locally for a number of years to kind of just wait another year, bear with us. And thankfully now we can reward those that were very patient and the great staff that we have with our local fire department.
Certainly we have a fantastic staff, and they do many things that not every fire department across the state does.
Yeah.
And if you're not involved with one of them, you know them or something, you may not be aware of the differences. What I think is important to remember, though, in running any operation is that you have to keep your salaries somewhat competitive. In fact, we are required by state law to keep ours within a certain comparability. And within the seven or eight communities that we compare to, North Platte typically runs, by state law, we can be somewhere between 98% and 102% of the average. We have to stay within that average area for the pay of the different categories. And it's very complex. There's not a simple reference site you can go to and see what everybody makes. You have to actually do a study. And so Lane and some of the other folks at the city undertook that study earlier this year, so we knew in the budget process kind of where we were going to have to go. Because I'm sure you're aware of the inflation the nation is experiencing right now.
Heard about it just a little bit.
I'm sure, yes. and we thought, well, this year could be kind of challenging from the budget perspective.
Sure.
Because of the inflation. And we'd all love to think that prices will go back down on everything at some point to what they were 3 years ago. And the truth is that probably won't happen.
Be nice.
It would be nice, but it probably won't happen. Yeah. It could, but it probably won't happen. History teaches us that. So in the budget process, we've looked very hard at reaching some sort of middle ground and trying to get the pay of firefighters, policemen, et cetera, up to comparable rates, because we were quite a bit behind in some cases, like 10 or 12% behind in some cases, and also keep a city budget that's manageable and doesn't cause us to raise taxes or anything like that, because of course we don't want to do that to our citizens, especially in a year where everything is costing more.
And we have to stay competitive with our peer communities. Not only is it a requirement by state statute, it's necessary if we want to continue to attract and maintain that great talent that we have locally and continue to get those individuals to not only come here to begin their career, continue their career, but remain with us.
That is correct. And if you don't stay comparable, communities that don't stay comparable can be sued by the folks who are out of comparability. And if they are successful in that lawsuit, then the city has to pay them all the back pay to make them comparable.
Oh, my.
So when you think about staying, that's why we take comparability so seriously, because if we inadvertently got out of comparability, we strive to stay within the law.
Sure.
But if we were way out of comparability for one reason or another, something got missed, whatever, and someone sued, it could be pretty damaging to the city budget, especially if you had multiple people in that position.
Sure, very costly.
And that's one of the reasons that we take this very seriously.
Mayor Kelleher, this was the big item on the agenda last night, but some other items on the agenda included a couple of reappointments to the City Planning Commission with a couple of great individuals that you've, one of which you've appointed yourself. Another one was a reappointment with Mr. Davies.
That's correct. There's always appointments to committees every year. It's something I didn't realize how much I would do as the mayor, Angie Gilbert, the city clerk, helps me keep that process running. In the past, Renee White has helped me do it, and we try to keep up on appointments. But I would say, on average, every other month, I'm appointing or reappointing two or three people. And in fact, I have to make a couple appointments to the Planning Commission here shortly. Brand new, because I think Mrs. McGann is going to be ending her term here.
Unfortunately, her term limit's coming up.
Yes, it is. And she gets to stay until I reappoint someone else, but she's been kind of glaring at me the
last
few times I see her. Yes.
No rush, Brandon.
That's
no
right.
Rush.
She's rolling her eyes right now.
She might not be thrilled, but I'll tell you, no rush. No rush. Other items on the agenda last night, Mayor Kelleher, included a brief closed session. With the closed session, we'll remind the public that this is to discuss sensitive issues that aren't out to the public quite yet, but we will address that this was an issue regarding contracting with our city attorney.
Yes, it was in regard to contracts. That's correct.
And the council did authorize Mayor Kelleher to continue negotiations further, unanimous approval, I believe, Mayor Kelleher.
That is correct. And this is really about funding. That we, as you are aware, we did an RFP for attorney services earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And just the nature of changes and things that are happening in the city, it's been a little while since we've gotten to this point where we're going to address it now. But we will likely be changing city attorneys here in the next few months, because I have the permission of the council to renegotiate and end the current contract. And we're doing so based on the RFPs, we're able to save a significant amount of money, somewhere around $60,000 a year, by switching attorneys at this point.
And I always like to bring up how long the closed session one. This was about 5 minutes or so. It's pretty
brief. Less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty brief. So, yeah. And then one of the final items on the agenda last night was one that's very exciting, and a recommendation from the Planning Commission to rezone some of the land over by the cemetery, north of the cemetery. It advanced on its final approval.
That's right, the 17th and Adams project, as we've been calling it, and that was the third and final reading of that. So that area will be rezoned here in a couple of weeks when the ordinance takes effect. So,
Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. I had quite a few folks reach out to myself and other members of the council regarding fireworks.
Oh, yes.
And by quite a few, I mean less than 10. There was probably five or six that called me personally, and in talking to a couple of their council members, they had a small number of people call them as well. And I noticed that some of the media has been reporting the fireworks sort of stats for this year. And I think we had, if I'm doing this from memory, I think we had four injuries reported to the fire department. I didn't check with the hospital, but and thank goodness most of those were really fairly minor. I think the most severe of which was a secondary burn. And no one likes to get injured, and it's no fun to say it doesn't matter that someone was hurt, because if you're the person that hurt, it definitely matters to you. But fortunately, no one lost a limb or anything like that. And so that's a good thing. And then we had, I think, a total of 11 fires, which was up considerably from previous years. And I thought, well, due to the dry conditions, you know, that's probably what it's going to be. But it seemed like people just wanted to wipe out their trash cans this year, because I think four or five of those fires actually were in trash cans. And
darn
so
it.
They melted the trash cans and maybe got a little ahead of themselves, probably trying to be judicious and careful and getting rid of the fireworks,
sure.
Paraphernalia. And
great
such.
Intention
and,
to clean things up, but
exactly.
Want to wait a little bit.
Exactly. And the most damaging of the fires actually occurred 2 weeks before fireworks were on sale, back on June 13th. Some probably young people got in a Roman candle fight out near Dodge Hill and ended up burning 2 acres of grass. And that probably wasn't their smartest move, because it was pretty dry on June 16th. So anyway, the good news is, really no significant or life-changing injuries. And the fires were fairly minor. And we had a couple small grass fires in people's lawns, but one of them was put out before the fire department was there, and the others
good.
Were quite minor. So couple of things I also want to mention, if I take another minute or two, is some of the exciting things happening this week. So we got three Nebraska Land Days, we had the Independence Day, and then, of course, we have another week of great activities. And the first thing I want to mention is the North Platte Powwow is this weekend out at the Buffalo Bill Manor.
Yeah, is this year number three or four?
I'm not sure exactly. It's at least two, because I was out, and I believe it was there at least a year before that. So it's three or four somewhere.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, and it's actually quite a cool event. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, definitely stop out there. There's lots of vendors and food vendors and item vendors, and it's interesting to watch the processes they have. They have folks out there doing traditional Indian dances and things like that, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
very cool.
I enjoyed visiting it last year. So that's, I believe, on Friday and definitely on Saturday. And then, of course, we have Platte River Cruise Night.
Oh,
yes.
It is growing, Mayor Keller.
It is growing, yes. It actually, I think their first event may be this evening.
Oh, cool.
If not this evening, and then it's definitely tomorrow. All sorts of things happening, of course, culminating primarily on Friday and Saturday. But I believe there's some stuff on Sunday. So check out Facebook for their various activities, and then they have some posters around town as well. I do get the honor of presenting a couple keys to the city to some of the visiting dignitaries.
Awesome.
Yes, and that'll be sometime on Saturday morning around 9 o'clock, I believe, in the old Alco building in the Parkade Plaza.
Cool.
And we have a couple gentlemen here, and it's the Diesel Brothers, are two of the visiting dignitaries.
Oh, cool.
And
cool.
Also a gentleman named Horny Mike, who wears horns.
He was here last year.
He was here last year. He had so much fun, he's coming back. And if you watch some of his posts on Facebook about North Platte, they're kind of entertaining.
He's a good ambassador for us.
He is. And I have a little gift for him as well, because I gave him a key to the city last year. So I have something a little different and hopefully entertaining
to
give him. Yes.
Looking forward to finding out what this is.
Yes. And then also another great thing is we have the U.S. Military All-Stars baseball game on Friday evening.
Yes.
And it begins around 6 out at Billwood Field, and they'll be playing the Plainsmen. And I've seen the run of activities they have going on during the baseball game. And if you have time on Friday, you should definitely stop out there if you like baseball, because I believe it'll be highly entertaining and there'll be some interesting baseball. But this is an event that honors America's veterans.
And a great family fun activity, too, anytime the Plainsmen are in town. And this is going to be obviously setting that bar even higher.
Exactly. And we're honoring the veterans. We're playing baseball. If there was apple pie, it couldn't be any more American than that.
Oh, it doesn't get any more American than that.
That is correct. Just want to remind everybody, with the cruise night coming up, UTVs are not allowed on state highways. So you can cross them, but you can't drive down them. So please don't get your UTVs out and drive down the runways or one ways, as the police will probably get to have a conversation with you at some point.
Yeah, you'll meet some of North Platte's finest.
Exactly.
If you do so.
So please don't do that.
Under our new ordinance, you can drive them in city limits, but like you said, not on highways. I think 4th Street's a great example here. If you need to cross the street to, say, get over to one of the banks here, Caddy Corner from the radio station, you can certainly do that. However, you can't get on 4th Street to drive down to Hirschfeld's.
That is correct. So please plan your route strategically and don't drive them up and down the one ways on cruise night.
That will
probably be rather expensive for you in the end.
Yeah, might be a little costly.
Exactly. Well, thanks everyone. I hope you have a great second weekend of July. The weather is going to be warm, as it always is, but get out there and do something. Enjoy some of the fine activities we just discussed, and of course, continue to listen to Tristan's radio show.
I appreciate it, Mayor Kelleher. And if folks want to get in contact with you, how can they do so, sir?
Call me or email me at City Hall is the best way to do it.
All right. Information available on the city's website as well if you want to get in contact with Mayor Kelleher. We'll have him join us again here in 2 weeks to recap another North Platte City Council meeting. But in the meantime, Mayor Kelleher, appreciate the time as always. Good to see you in the studio, sir.
Have a great day. Thank you.